This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Billie Eilish is doing a live stream show called Where Do We Go? And Jane has a little contest going on with that. Every day this week at 5:05, she's got a chance to get online access to the show. All you have to do is listen for the code word 5:05, and you'll have a chance at it. Jane will explain the whole thing to you today, 5:05. Make sure you're there. And you could go to a virtual concert. Oh my God, it'd be amazing. So that's today, 5:05, with our Janie right here on The Alice. It's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone, stone and tile showrooms. They're the Bay Area's largest supplier of domestic and imported stone, like tile, ceramic, porcelain, glass, handmade ceramics, and mosaic tiles sourced from all over the world. Absolutely put them on your list to stop in and have and check them out if you're doing any kind of remodel. They've got a lot of good stuff and the experts to help you. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com, and give them a follow on Instagram. They've got tons of great ideas that they post every day,
or almost every day. Beautiful stuff up there.
I can't wait
to have to do something. I got to get a new house so I can get some stuff.
I know that you're itching to for new projects. That's clear.
I got to find something else to do besides projects.
Let's see here. So today is going to be hot, and it's going to get hotter as we head into the week. It is fire season, so please try not to throw your cigarette. I mean, just don't. Not try. Mm-hmm. Don't throw your cigarette butts out the window, and let's be as careful as possible, as what we don't need is any more fires here in California.
Yeah, had enough of that already.
In fact, one of the beautiful things over the vacation was just opening up the windows in the house and letting the house air out. The smoke smell is gone, at least in most areas. I still found a few spots that did smell smoky, but they were also the spots that burned. So there's that. But, you know, let's be careful. It's going to be...
It ain't over yet.
They call it fire weather, and that's what we've got right now. Right. So this next story is interesting because... The teachers that were making fun of the kids who can't seem to use technology actually got caught because they can't seem to use technology.
Oh.
Two teachers at a high school in Vallejo were placed on administrative leave last week following an outcry from parents over a recording in which teachers can be heard making disparaging remarks about students, some of whom they mentioned by name.
Oh, my God.
The incident happened on Thursday, apparently after the teachers thought the class period had ended, but the video recording captured the teachers criticizing the students, calling them technologically illiterate. Get that? See the irony there?
Calling the kettle black.
Do you get that? That's beautiful, right?
I feel it. Is it beautiful or is it just super unfortunate and lame?
Well, I think that if you are sitting there calling people technologically illiterate, meanwhile, you haven't turned your own damn feed off. So all the students and parents who are sitting with these kids are watching you say these things.
You're so dumb.
For real.
They posted the video got posted to Facebook the next day in the recording. A teacher's heard saying, older staff members will say these kids are so technologically advanced. And I'm like, no, they're bleeping not, except they didn't say bleeping. They continue, the things that impress them are so sad. Oh, you're impressed that a kid can record a TikTok? It's literally one button.
Technology.
The school district said the two teachers heard in the recording did not properly log out of their distance learning platform at the end of class. again, too beautiful, right?
It's just, you know, you gotta not, these are the things you shouldn't do. Like, it's one thing to have a bitch session. People need to blow off steam, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you need to check and make sure you're turned off.
They didn't turn off at the end of class, and their negative remarks were heard by students and parents. The district said at least one student in the class recorded the conversation and shared the audio with other students. The teachers, whom the district has not identified, were placed on leave on Friday. One of the kids who was named in the conversation, his mom is not having it and plans legal action.
Oh, boy.
Which is, you know, probably, in my opinion, maybe one step too far, as the teachers are going to be in trouble, and they should be. But a lawsuit?
I want to win money!
Money. Well, look, I mean, everybody goes, oh, that's outrageous, and I can profit from that. Like, that's, you know, we're a litigious country, let's face it.
Yeah, that is true. So anyway, this was, again, a high school in Vallejo, and
right here in town.
The school says they regret any students were offended by the incident. They're going to work carefully to resolve the matter. I don't know that suing a school district that's probably already broke is the way to go.
Didn't Vallejo itself go broke a couple years back?
Yep.
Yeah. Good luck squeezing blood out of that stone. We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, Bryn's got his party limo going now.
Look, yeah.
Check him out.
Turn on my club lights too, where it blinks with the music.
Great.
Wow. Yeah. You really are
bored in the house, and he's in the house bored. That is correct, Vinny.
Sarah always complains about my set. I can't see behind you. What is that? What's that white wall for? I'm like, I decorated it.
No, you have the most badass setup now. I mean, honestly, you look like you're on a party bus. It's great.
I have been continuing to do what we started with way back in March, and it's actually occurred to me that I may have to get a little more serious about my setup as well.
If we're
going to
be doing this, right.
But it's looking a lot more permanent, at least through next year, right?
That's what it looks like. And the news we heard recently doesn't make me feel any more like it's going to come quicker.
Right. Oh, boy. Anyway, let's move on. One of the things I did over our vacation, and I already mentioned this, but for those of you just joining us, I did go out and drive to San Francisco during not quite rush hour, but a little bit later. And people are out. And that was what I wanted to see. Is that, in fact, the case? I've been hearing that on text, that people are out. Yes, there was traffic. And yes, people are out. And they are doing things. And yes, they're wearing masks. But the malls are filled and the roads are filled. And so dating is maybe a little different right now. And even Zoom dates are happening. And yet I also know plenty of people who are actual dating. Just
I need to go see someone in person and touch them and love on them, give them some kisses. Like a little hugging.
A recent poll asked people to name the most important rules to follow on a first date. And here's a bunch of them.
Okay.
Be on time. Even if it's a Zoom date, be on time. That's important. Be a good listener. It's one thing to tell your story so someone can decide if they like you. It's also important to let them tell theirs.
Yeah. That's just good general socializing sense.
Right.
Honestly, I don't know why there are so many people who don't seem to have ever been taught you talk for a minute and then you ask a question that leads them to talk for a minute. I mean, it's called a conversation.
Right. Don't talk about your ex. That is not the way to get someone new.
Not on a first date.
Right. I don't even know why you talk about your ex at all.
Yeah, why not? It's fun.
Because I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to keep bringing up Doreen, I'm going to keep bringing up Whitey. We'll just see how long this goes.
Oh, good. Warring exes.
It's fun. We were on different teams.
Make
one
them
time.
Laugh is oh. on the list of ways to, these are rule important rules to follow. Make them laugh. People like that. They
People
like
do.
To laugh.
Sure.
Keep the conversation light. Leave your politics off the, although then again, you may want to rule someone out if they're like right off the bat.
The thing about politics, though, is that they get angry fast, even when you're talking to people on the same team. Like, I'm done talking about politics. There are so many people, and you know, everyone I hang out with is also kind of on my, you know, Team Sarah, but it's not, it's just not fun. Everyone's getting mad. Everyone's pissing and moaning. I'm like, I'm leaving. Let's talk about anything but this.
They say don't use your phone, which should be a duh, but, yeah. You know, then there's people who can't not use their phone. Maintain eye contact, smile a lot, don't tell your whole life story on that first date, and don't take yourself too seriously. This is these rules apply for Zoom dates and actual normal first dates where you get to see the person that you hope to be spending time with in the future.
A Zoom date must be such a weird thing. Like, we don't really, I don't know. Like, I don't feel like Zoom's a good representation of what a person actually looks like. Have you ever Zoom dated, Nicole? I guess you're the only one dating on the show.
No. I mean, I get what you mean. I think I've just gotten so used to Zooming and FaceTiming people that if that were to come up for me, I wouldn't have an issue with it. But I would.
Oh.
But if I were to meet this person in real life, then maybe I'd be like, oh, God, what if they don't look like, what if they're short? What if they're this? Like, you know, I don't know.
What if they're short?
Oh,
short guys are people too, Nicole.
Well, that's, I'm short. Terrible. I'm really short. So that's why it just doesn't work for me.
What, you mean if someone was shorter than you?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
Like 5'1" and shrinking. I keep on
You're
getting...
5'1"? Mm-hmm. That is quite short.
I'm tiny.
Yeah. I guess you need to, the guy needs to be over 5 feet. I mean, that's, you know, 5'2" is tall for you.
Yeah.
So
5'3".
Guys,
whoa,
who want a Zoom date, Nicole's available, and as long as you're over 5'3", say.
Perfect.
Wants, yeah. That's funny.
A priest in Louisiana was busted a few weeks ago. Apparently, he had a threesome on the altar of his church with two dominatrix. And all three of them have been arrested for obscenity.
Was this in front of parishioners? I mean, is that really the, so that you're saying that's the only thing you can use a church for is holy stuff. You can't.
37-year-old Reverend Travis Clark is the pastor of a Catholic church in Pearl River, Louisiana.
Oh.
And he was arrested a few weeks ago after someone walked by the church at night, heard strange noises inside, and saw the following.
Oh, it does echo in there. Yeah. Mm.
Travis was having a threesome with two women on the altar.
Wow.
He was still wearing his priest robes.
Oh.
And there were adult toys in play.
That twisted bastard.
The women were both
like
dominatrixes.
Oh.
Dominatrix or dominatrixes?
I don't know. You All decide. Right. It's your word. You can.
There was stage lighting and at least two cameras filming the action.
Wow, these guys are... I mean, he just does not care. He's given up. He's a priest, a Catholic. Do you say Catholic?
Mm-hmm.
Or just Christian?
Catholic.
Catholic priest throwing everything out the window and filming it? He's going for it. Boy, priests are always, I don't want to say they're always the most effed up, but aren't they always?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Come on.
The person who took the video, the person took a video and then called police. Travis was arrested on obscenity charges, as were the two dominatrixes, 41-year-old Mindy Dixon and 23-year-old Melissa Chang. A few days after the arrest, the New Orleans Archdiocese performed a ritual on the altar to restore its sanctity because it had been all messed
up. I'm sure that worked. Oh, that's a fun church to go to, huh?
That is
attendance
something.
Will be up because they're going to say, I got to see where this happened. Let's imagine that. Because deep in our hearts, we're all just looking for scandal. Trouble.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We are live, by the way. We're back from vacation and
Hello.
Appreciate you being with us. Our text again, 800-400-3697. Send us stuff. We love to hear from you. Let's see, 707. I work for the Vallejo School District. We are so broke as a district and always in the news for negative reasons. Those teachers should have known better and give us all a bad name. I'd love to slap them both and give them a wake-up call.
You should.
Yeah, you probably know who they are.
Oh, is that the teachers right there?
That's the priest, actually. I just found the picture, so I wanted to show you.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was like, wow, those are kind of kooky looking teachers. One of them looks like Jane. But that's the dominatrixes. Okay, got it. So there's the priest and who.
It wouldn't be difficult for Jane to go to, like, it's only one step, sidestep, really,
from goth to dominatrix.
Exactly. 100%
with you. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she's got, you telling me that she doesn't have a closet full of black leather outfits? Hello, Jane. By the way, she's already texted me a black heart today, so I know she's listening. And I know
Lucky.
It's all true.
You're telling me you think Jane. She's got a bunch of dominatrix outfits, huh?
Uh-huh. Jane, your mission, should you choose to accept, is to put on one of your dominatrix outfits, take a couple snaps, and pick those up on Instagram.
It's Bond. Jane's Bond.
Oh, I think the world does need that.
I agree. Is it hot at your house? Are you fanning yourself?
I was fanning myself, yes. There's.
Or it's hot, like hot dominatrix action.
I mean, Jane is a dominatrix. That's...
She says, oh my God, I have to look this person up. It's can you send her that picture of three people?
Absolutely.
Listen, Jane, don't be insulted. You're much cuter than the... You would be the cutest dominatrix in this picture if you were in it. But the girl's hair kind of reminded me of your old haircut before COVID.
I'm going to email you right now, Jane.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. We'll do a little Eddie Van Halen. What does Sammy Hagar have to say about that? And more after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.